Prosperity Challenge. My name is Eva Gregory. I will be leading the call today. We're going to give you everything you need to get started right away on creating the kind of life that you want by your design, not by default. What I'm going to be doing this hour is taking you into the heart of the Law of Attraction and how you can apply it in your current life desires. I want you to make sure you have a pen and paper around so that as we go through this hour, you write down any ahas, any desires, any questions that may come through, just how you see it applying to your life or questions you may have. And just a little bit about me, for those that don't know me, I'm a certified coach. I've been coaching since 1998. I came together with Gina Gabellini about 5 years ago to create our business together called Abundance Abounds. Abundance Abounds came out of our desire to practice the laws of attraction, push the envelope on where we could take them in our own lives, and we started doing this with our clients, and our clients were beginning to get results as well. So we got this wild hair idea to create this prosperity game teleclass, thinking it was just going to be something that would be fun. We would be able to get it out there to lots of people. And it was as if the red carpet rolled out in front of us, and one thing led to the other, and the next thing we know, 5 years down the road, here we still are. Everything, by the way, that we do is based in the laws of attraction. It is our passion. The more that you all start to implement laws of attraction in your own life, my hunch is it will become passionate to you as well. So just to imagine how you're going to feel when you're seeing things that you've been wanting show up in your life. So that's what we're here for. Now, I want to ask all of you, if you could create a winning formula for yourself to generate prosperity in all areas of your life, what would you need to learn or master next in this process? Let's just say you're in the school of prosperity and up on the, if you came from my era, there were blackboards. I think they're probably whiteboards or computer screens these days. But you've got a law of attraction guru at the front of the class, and they're saying, you tell me what you need to master first, and we'll see it happen. Let me just give you a couple of examples. It might be that you need to master understanding why you're getting what you're getting. It could be you need to master trusting that it works. Trust is a big one for a lot of people. So what would it be for you?
Eva, this is Marie. I know it works, but every once in a while one of those little gremlins pops up and goes, are you sure?
Oh, yes. Okay, and would you say that's trusting the process?
No, I know it. The process works. I think it's some kind of self-doubt.
Ah, okay. So getting the self-doubt out of the way. That's right. It's like thanking the gremlin and step to the left.
I'd say that's internalizing.
Yeah.
Moving from the head to the heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, well said, absolutely. And that's what this is all about. Talking about moving from the head to the heart, it's all about your feelings, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. What else?
I think that I have trouble with my focusing, which means that I might have some good results thinking positive and having things happen in my life for a while, but then it changes. Like it doesn't, it's not consistent.
So the focus is not consistent. What's not consistent?
My results aren't consistent.
Oh, the results. Okay, yeah.
Right.
Excellent.
Like,
yeah.
Like they'll stop all of a sudden and I'll be like, what happened?
Yeah, I understand.
You know?
How many else can relate to that one? I'm telling you. I think we all have that one. Yes. Excellent.
I'll jump in if that's okay.
Of course. Who's this?
It's Sibylla.
Thanks, Sibylla.
I'd like to say that I'm an extremely creative person who's always producing all kinds of things in terms of writing, singing, dancing, friendships, love, relationships, and I feel like I've really got my creative flow happening in those areas of life, and the manifestation is really happening. And I have a lot of difficulty still manifesting on the strictly material level. So clothing, objects that I need, money, stuff like that.
Okay.
Very difficult for me.
Okay, well, we're going to see if we can change that. We're going to give you the first few things for you to start doing today to start to get over that piece. That's an easy one to get caught up in, and that's also another one that lots of people get hung up on.
Okay.
Or they get hung up on it, or, like, mm-hmm. You see results for a while, and then all of a sudden, what happened? sort of like you fell off your bicycle. You thought things were going so well. So we'll talk about that. Anybody else?
Mine would be both the last two, the inability with ADHD to keep focus and one-pointedness.
Yeah.
I can't maintain it. And the second thing would be not the inability to manifest material things. Other things, but not that.
Okay. Okay, so there's a consistency again in the focusing.
Yeah.
Material life.
Yeah, I can ditto that on the ADHD.
Okay. All righty then. Well, we're going to... The first thing I'm going to challenge you to do is to not call yourself by label anymore. Do you know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ways we don't understand we're using law of attraction when we use a label, and the label brings up a feeling in us about something that we want to change. So it's not about sticking your head in the sand or anything like that. It's just switching the vibration slightly. Okay, has everybody got something? All right, write it down. Write it down. What I want to hold the intention for in this call is this hour is going to be the opening to whatever any of you wrote down. In other words, the door will be open, and if it has been open up to this point, it's going to get even wider. I'm going to have a wider wedge in that door so that it can't slam shut on you. That's the intention. The seed is being planted here. Scenarios. What if you could triple your income this year by using these laws?
Yay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yes. And what if you could be, like if you're in a service-oriented profession like I am as a coach, what if you could be bringing in 30 new clients a month within the next 30 to 60 days? Or maybe it's about finding your life partner within the next few months. Or it could be about taking your relationship to the next level. Or what if you could be going from living paycheck to paycheck to a $2.7 million bottom line? Oh, yes.
Oh, you're cute, Miss Ava.
Well, I just want you all to know that using the principles that I'm going to be talking about today, I like it. They're laughing. We like laughter. It works. But using the principles that I'm going to share with you today, these things really happen. They either happen to Gina, myself, or the workshop participants in our Prosperity Game teleclass. These laws are applicable to everything big or small, and the small ones are just as important, if not more important. Because when you start to use these deliberately, you can literally change the quality of your life on a dime even before you see any change, whether it be your situation or material things. You can change the quality of your life. And it's like once you go there, you don't want to go back. You just don't want to go back. Not that you could. It's a constant move forward. So I want you to just take a deep breath right now. Just get into a really relaxed state. Just allow your eyes to close. And I want you to picture the top of your head like the cap on a mason jar. You're going to take the lid off the jar. So you just imagine taking that lid off the top of your head, unscrewing the lid. And when you do, all preconceived notions, all things that you thought were one way, all your judgments, all your worries, all your anxieties, all the maybe lackful focuses or feelings or beliefs you've had around prosperity or money are flying out. Just let them fly out. And you're creating a new empty space for new focus, new attention, new perspective, and new thoughts and beliefs to come in. And if you choose to pick up all those things at the end of this class, you can pick them up and you can pour them right back in your jar if you like. But for now, I want an open jar so we can fill it full of good things. And now open your eyes. And if you look in the hand that you write with, whether it's the left or right hand, what you're going to see is, bleep, a magic wand. It's a magic wand. And if you didn't feel the tiara on your head, it's there. And here is your opportunity to make one wish. So what one thing would you change or manifest
right now, what's that wish? What's the magic wand desire that you would choose in this red-hot moment? And I want you to get as detailed in your picture of that as you possibly can and feel good about it. I want to know in the feeling place, just think about what it will be like when it happens. If you can plop yourself right in the middle of having it and what that feels like and how your life will be different and what you'll be doing, then go there. If it's hard to act as if on something you don't have, then go to what it will be like when you do. What does it feel like? What would you be seeing? What are you sensing? What are you feeling, touching, smelling? And if that wish was already in your life right now, I want you to move into the body position or the body posture you would have if this desire was yours right now. That could be you would feel more solid, you would sit up a little straighter. It might be you're so excited you're dancing on the ceiling, doing the Snoopy Happy Dance. Whatever that is, just get into that position as best you can now. And now write down that desire. Put it on paper. One of the things that's really, I think, important for people to know is that you cannot possibly have a desire that you can't have, you can't create, or you can't manifest. A desire is not something we make up for the sake of making it up. It's something that comes from very deep within us. And therefore, because it's something we can desire, then we must be able to create it. That is also universal law. We may not know how in the moment. We may have even struggled with trying to get to it up to this point in our lives. It still doesn't mean you can't have it. You just need to keep tweaking the process a little bit. So just know that that desire is yours, and it's yours to have. The other thing I want you to know is that writing is your strongest point of focus. And what that means is if you're wanting something and you need help with focus, and this is going to come back to a couple of you, it's hard to focus sometimes, if you're willing to spend a few minutes, just a few minutes, it doesn't take long, to write what it is you're wanting, how it feels, then you will stay more cleanly, positively focused a lot of times than when we're just trying to think in our heads. I don't know about you, but I could go off on 20,000 different tangents sometimes when I'm visualizing or thinking in my head. And I find that writing, when you're forced to write them down in words, really, really helps you to clarify. And just a case in point, let's say that you're starving to death, you haven't eaten all day, and you happen to be passing this restaurant that someone has said, you know, if you ever get a chance, you've got to try these people out, they're great. So you thought, wow, I'm going in now. So you get seated, the place is beautiful, and they bring you the menu, and you said, I am just so hungry, just bring me the special, I don't care. Just bring it and bring it now. You get it, and you have this gorgeous laid-out plate, and you have a very well-presented meal, and what you look down and see is liver and onions. And you hate liver and onions. For anything like me, you have a very, 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 very negative hate for onion and liver and onions. This is sometimes how we miscreate in our own lives. We don't get specific. We're in a place of, oh, I need something now. So we're already almost in a react mode if you're in that hunger mode. And rather than taking the time to stop and just get really clear about what it is we do want, that desire is in there, that desire is to fill that stomach, is to get clear on how we want that to happen and how we want to feel and the experience that we want to have, then we get just whatever we get. So this is an example of how sometimes we trip ourselves up. The importance of writing down and the importance of being clear.
I have a question.
Yes.
I wanted to know, when you write something down, how exactly do you write it down? Do you write, I desire X, Y, Z, or what do you do?
Great question. You use words that feel best to you, that energetically inspire you. If saying I am something, you have a gremlin going, yeah, right. Like, I am a millionaire, yeah, right.
then you need to change it to I desire or I'm happy that I can be. I mean, you just look at it that way. Well, here's what I do. I go, I am so happy and grateful that.
Mm.
So I start mine a lot of times like that. But it's about how does it feel when you're reading it. And that's why I sort of explained, if you can't get to yourself into acting as if something has already happened, soothe it a little bit by saying about when it happens, this is how I'll feel. And you can sort of get into it in the back door. But you have to choose what feels best to you. So for some people, I am is incredibly strong.
Well, that's what I'm just wondering as far as if you don't have it already, you're writing it down, and to say I am whatever, and it's not the reality as of this moment.
Right. And so, therefore, I'll be so happy when. That's another way of putting it.
Or I imagine.
Yes. Perfect. Great, great question. So the laws that we're going to be talking about here are universal laws. They are literal laws of physics. In the same way that the law of gravity exists, and it has its bearing on you whether you are aware of law of gravity or not, the same is true of universal laws. They've been in place since the beginning of time, and you've probably all heard of them in many, many different ways. And I know I've studied metaphysics for about 18, 20 years, and I have been studying universal laws and to think is to create and Napoleon Hill and so many wonderful, wonderful books out there, but I only got it intellectually. And this is where I think people get stuck, too, is they can understand it intellectually, but they don't have it in their body. And it was when I ran across the Abraham Hicks website and started reading and listening to their materials that, for me, the light bulbs went on, the fireworks went off, and I went, oh, my God, now I understand how you can apply this in your day-to-day life. And I've never looked back.
Who was that again?
Abraham-Hicks.com. AbrahamHicks.com. And it starts with the law of attraction. The law of attraction says like attracts like. Now, here's where I put the emphasis on this, that whatever you focus on, you get more of. Whatever you focus on expands, and expands based on the emotional charge you have on it. So whatever you're focused on and the emotion, it's the emotion behind the thought that is getting you what you're getting in any given area of your life. So for every single one of you, think about a subject, any subject, right now, and then check in with what is the emotional charge I have when I think about that. If you have a positive charge, anything from at peace, contentment, nice, humor, laughter, enthusiasm, love it, ecstasy, bliss, all of the range of positive emotions, then it's an area that you do well in. If you have a thought about something and it's something not that, if it's sad, angry, scared, frustrated, any of those kinds of emotions, I promise you it's an area that you're struggling in. And I want you to notice that it's the emotions that will always tell you whether you're moving towards what you want or not. So if you all look at the thing that you wrote down, that magic wand desire, check in right now with what the emotional charge is when you read it or when you look at it. Is it a positive thought or feeling? It's a feeling. This is always about the feelings. Your feelings are always your litmus test. Or is it a struggle?
Yeah, I would like to be able to move forward so that every day you just have this desire and energy, enthusiasm, positivity, all of that. And I'm wondering how you do that.
Okay, excellent. Yes.
I think that's $1 million question, Danny.
Well, you know, but here's the thing. If you think about it, the law of attraction says whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of. So if you focus on feeling good, how do you want to feel? I want to feel good. I want to feel passionate. I want to feel ecstatic. I want to feel enthusiasm. If you just keep your focus there, you are going to start to attract more and more of that to you. It's no different for anything. So people have asked that before. Well, hey, this is my problem. I don't have any desires right now. Okay, but I want to feel better. Okay, then focus on that. I want to feel good. I want to feel ecstatic. You don't even have to have anything specific to focus on. You just focus on how you want to feel. When it comes down to anything that we're wanting, it all comes down to one reason, and that's because we think the having of it, the experiencing of it, the doing of it will have us feel better.
being able to pay our bills has us feel better. Having a nice car feels good. It feels better than driving my crankety car. Having the relationship is about feeling good. So it's all about the feeling, so you can use it that way. The good news is if you're neither here nor there, you're not doing any, you're not going down the black hole and you're not going backwards, that's for sure. Now, if you were to say, I had this really passionate desire and now it's ho-hum, then either there needs to be a different focus, maybe that's no longer the desire, or it is the focus on the amping up of how you want to feel.
I think what it is overall is just feeling like you're not getting anywhere, like nothing's happening.
Okay, so that doesn't feel like a neutral zone to me. If I'm feeling like nothing's happening,
mm-hmm.
that's not a movement forward. That feels like it's moving the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be right on the cusp, but there's a slight, slight little negative in it that you want to be moving forward in a way that you're not.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, because perfect point to segue into the next law, which is the law of deliberate creation, which says it's fine if you look at where you are and you don't like it, you don't like when you think of a certain subject, how you're feeling about it, then your work is only to reach for a thought deliberately, consciously, and intentionally that feels, notice it comes back down to feelings always, that feels better. Not to go out and do something to change something. You're just going to reach for anything to shift your energy in the moment. All of your creation is based on your energy. Everything is energy, which is why. Well, how is it I want to feel? I want to feel ecstatic. I want to feel the enthusiasm. I want to feel like I'm moving forward. There's where you keep your focus. And it can be just as simple as that without going into any more detail than that. And being curious, wow, I wonder how it'll feel when I'm moving forward. I wonder how it'll feel to feel more ecstatic than I do today. It's in a very, very light way that you hold it. The great news about the law of deliberate creation is that that desire that you wrote down, if any of you had any negative or even neutral and you wanting to amp it up, feeling around it, this is the work. And there are absolutely no exceptions to these laws in the universe, period, none, which means that if every time you notice you're not feeling good, regardless of what the subject is, that you really stop and you consciously, intentionally, and deliberately reach for thoughts that feel better until you can feel that energy shift, that's the only thing you're doing, you'll keep bringing yourself back on track. And when you start to do that, you're going to start to see things move differently in your life. And it's not about going out and getting into action first. That's part of the mistake that we make. We think we have to do something. And it's a very easy, easy place to go because we've been taught that way. It's been drilled into us like nobody's business. And it feels very counterproductive to say, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit here until I feel better. Or I'm going to go to a movie if it makes me feel better. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make me feel better. And then I'll focus on any action because from that place, the action will be inspired action. And inspired action means in spirit, inspiration.
How do you deal with subconscious or unconscious thoughts or thought held in the body?
The only thing you ever have to do is check in with how you feel. So if there's unconscious or something held in the body that doesn't feel good, you're
mm-hmm.
going to know that all your work now is to reach for thoughts that feel better. And if you don't feel anything, then there's nothing to shift.
Okay.
If it surfaces, you'll know it. You'll know it.
Can I just bring up an example?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So, for example, let's say you work for yourself and you want money to be coming in, okay, as an example,
mm-hmm.
and you're noticing that no money's coming in, but you want money to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do to get yourself on the track so that money starts flowing in?
Okay.
I second that question, Miss Eva.
That's a great question. Let me tell you something. Here's what's going on. You've got 1 foot nailed to the floor and a rocket on your back headed to the moon. So you're in this tug of war, right? Because you're
mm-hmm.
wanting something that you really want, and you're noticing it's really not here.
Right.
And mm-hmm. one of my favorite Abraham quotes is, never face reality unless you like what you see. And the point is, if you don't like what you see, if you don't like your reality, take your focus off it. Take it, and this is where the deliberate part comes in again. Okay, now this is the work. I'm saying this because I want you to, it's not going to feel easy and natural. You're going to have to be persistent about this. But be willing to say, wait a minute, I'm noticing it's not coming in. What is it I do want? Well, I want it to come in. I want to feel the money flowing. I want to have my ideal clients, or whatever it is that you're wanting for your particular business. What's that like? Flow the energy there. Write it down, that strongest point of focus. Get into the feeling place, and every single time you notice yourself saying, oh, but it's not happening, all you have to do is be gentle with yourself. Bring it back to, but wait a minute, if that's not what I want, what do I want? And why? Why do I want it? I want it because it feels good. I want it because it gives me freedom. I can do things I want to. I want it because, there's where you want to play. Does that make sense? It's going to be like, and I use this a lot, this example, but it's like the first time you've ever gotten behind the wheel of a car, you've never been behind the wheel of a car in your life, and you're about to learn how to drive. And you've got all of these instrument panels to look at. You've got all the pedals on the floor. You've got to watch the road. You've got to watch the traffic. The car at this point looks like it's taken over both sides of the road, much less the fact that it's truly in its own lane. So you're having to be really, really diligent and persistent until it becomes second nature. Before you know it, it will be as if you've been driving a long, long time. You'll be driving with one hand on the wheel, talking on your cell phone, putting lipstick on as you look in the rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. You've got to really, really be persistent and willing to go there. It's almost like you're not willing to put up with anything less.
So here's just like a follow-up to that,
sure.
For example. So let's say, you want more money to come in. So you think, oh, it would be great if the phone is ringing, and the phone's not ringing because you want business to be coming in. So you start going, okay, well, what do I want? I want the phone ringing. I want money to be coming in. Why do I want that? Oh, it would be so great. I have a bank account that's overflowing. You're going into that whole thing, but yet the phone's still not ringing, and you're kind of noticing that as you're going into your whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So how do you get yourself out of that noticing? Do you know what I mean? Because you keep going back and forth, and
you
feel like, well, I'm doing this. Why do I want this? But now I'm not working. I should be working.
Oh, there's the should. Shoulds get in the way. The shoulds get in the way, and the other one that can tend to get in the way is the how. I say how is a four-letter word. If you start to try to figure out the how, you can get in your own way. If you don't have to figure out the how, you just want to go to what it's going to feel like. And what you're saying is, when you're noticing, you keep going back to the noticing because that's our habit. It's be okay with that. Mm. Just keep bringing yourself back. I sound like a broken record, because this is it. Step one, you have your desire. Step two, either you like what you're feeling about it or you don't, and therefore step three is to keep shifting your energy back into having it feel good. So the phone's not ringing. I'm noticing it's not ringing. Hello, well, what is it I want? I want it to ring. Wait a minute. Now let's take it a step further. If you're wanting this phone to ring, it could be your mother calling. So is that really what you want?
No, you want the phone to ring with business opportunity.
Okay, so what is it that the business is giving you? In other words, you want the phone to ring because you want business to be on the other line, because when you have business, that means
you have money coming in.
And
you can pay your bills.
And you can pay your bills, and therefore it will have you feel so you get your desires answered and you feel better. So a lot of times if you get stuck noticing, like, I want the phone to ring, so wait a minute, what's the essence of it? You don't want the phone to ring. You want business. You want the business because you want the freedom and you want the success. So you're down in the detail, and sometimes if you're in that kind of detail, bring it up and go to the essence. That's why I say, what do you want and why do you want it? Go to the essence. How do you want to feel? I want to feel successful. I want to feel rich. I want to feel like a millionaire. Whatever it is, it's okay. All of those things are okay. So just get out of the detail. And be open to how it might show up. And it may not show up through a phone ringing. It might show up a different way. You might be looking at the front door, and it may come down the chimney or in a back door or a window.
And then how do you deal with all the shoulds, like I should be working, I should be taking action?
And how does it feel when you think I should be doing these things?
Stress.
Okay, and so what does that tell you? What you're focused on, you're going to get more of, which is the shoulds don't feel good, which causes stress, which brings you holding yourself back from what you're wanting.
Right.
Should,
it's like stress and guilt, I think, together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are goodies. Uh-huh. And so just notice these are things we've been taught. And you will always know if it's your truth or not based on how you feel. And if it doesn't feel good, it is not your truth. And you get to go to what feels best.
So I just want to make a comment.
Sure. Sure.
I like that example because I'm in that place right now where I'm caught in between, and
yeah.
I've been coming up to the brick wall. I think I also had to go beyond just thinking positive. I had to kind of think of other ways. Like you're saying, it might not be the phone ringing.
Right.
You know, it might be other ways to reach these people or to make myself available to people in other ways. That, I haven't yet found that yet.
It's okay.
I'm kind of in the process.
That's
but,
okay.
But I do struggle with that. I think there are ways to have an intention to have the phone ring and have that happen. I've experienced that. That does work. But with me, it's not a consistent thing. Again, I'm saying it happens for a while.
Okay, and so when you notice it stops, your work at that point is to go back to, oh, wait a minute, let's notice how when it was working and how did that feel and why do I want that? Do you see it's like you keep doing the same process over
yeah.
and over and over?
Yeah.
And the
so
other
it's not,
ways will show
maybe,
up.
Maybe what I was doing was it was working, but then it stopped working. So then I'll blame myself and I'll say,
and now where does
well,
that take you?
I'm not doing it the right way.
Right, and it has nothing to do with right or wrong way. It's how does it feel? Do you
yeah.
see we're making the judgment? That's why I said
yeah.
let go. You're judging yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that just never serves. It never
no.
serves.
No, no.
So really, it's releasing all that. And a lot of times people, when they start to do this work and they notice, they think, oh, I should have known better. You know, I know how this works. And look, I just went down this black hole. And then you beat yourself up about being in the black hole. And you, it's a double whammy. It's like punching the tar baby and then trying to get out of the tar baby. You know, you got a foot in, you got an arm in, you got an elbow in. Lighten up, man. So what? We're human. It's going to happen. And if you think that you're ever going to get to a place where you do these laws and you're never going to have anything other issues in your life, think again. There will always be light. There will always be contrast. That is where the rockets of desire come from. Only now you have the tools to shift out of it and to have what you want come to you in a much easier way or at all.
I have trouble with reaching the people, or I do reach them, but then I lose them, and I don't know what's going on. I think it starts within me. It's something
yes,
I'm doing.
Well, it's not about what you're doing. It's about you're stopping the doing, because what you're doing is you're noticing what's not working. And so, therefore,
mm-hmm.
you're getting more of that. So stop, go into how you want to feel, and let the inspired action come. The only time
yeah.
you ever do anything is from inspiration. And
mm.
you believe it or not, but it's so true. You do nothing but focus on how you want to feel about this, or if you can't find a positive charge about something that you want really, really badly, you can even take your mind off it completely and find anything that it's easy for you to feel good about, and you will open that vortex that will allow what you're wanting to come in. And it might
mm-hmm.
not even feel like you had to do anything. It might look like somebody saying, hey, I ran across somebody who's got this huge corporation that I thought would be a perfect fit for what you're about, and I gave him your name.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That happens all the time.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is even with the phone, for example,
mm.
well, let's say you're talking to a friend on the phone and you're laughing and having a good time, and then your call waiting beeps and you get a call and you're like, oh, my gosh, I have a call coming in. And then you switch back and you're laughing and talking. Another call comes in. Oh, I keep getting calls. So it seems like at times like that, like then you notice
yeah.
you're getting another call, then you get another call. So
yeah.
it's like everybody calls at once, and
mm-hmm.
then there are times when you have, like, nothing. And then you
right.
notice the nothingness. But it's interesting how it happens like that, like they all just start coming in at one time.
Yeah, and it does, because now you've got that vortex open. And when you're noticing that it doesn't and you want it to, remember that you have the vortex and go back to how it felt when that was happening, and you'll open it back up again.
Mm.
See how it's taking your mind off what you're noticing that you don't want again? Do you see that? It's this very little, subtle, simple little thing that is simple but not necessarily easy.
So, like, what is your daily routine? Do you have, like, a set routine of you do X amount of minutes of this or just throughout the day? Or?
No, and here's the thing. You do what feels best to you. One of the things we teach in the Prosperity Game, we have, oh, man, processes out the wazoo that we have, and each week we're always focused on a new area of your life because we take real-life issues. We don't use theory. And we will use processes, but they're to give you the toolbox. And then whichever tool feels best to you in any given moment is what you want to use. There is no right or wrong or rule of thumb. This is the law of attraction has no exceptions to it. The only thing about the law of attraction is it's different for everybody. What would thrill me might horrify you. system. This is very different from the way we've been trained. So I want you to all look at the magic wand desire that you had written down. Remember that your only work now to have this come to you is to keep checking in with how you feel. It's all about feeling. How do you feel? And shifting the energy in the moment. That's the only work, and the rest will start to show up. Here's the challenge. It's called the Prosperity Challenge for a reason.
I'm not clear about how you shift your feelings about something you want.
You keep focusing on anything that would have you feel better. So if it's going to generalizing about it, if it's taking your mind off it completely and focusing on something that's easy for you to feel good about, that's it. That's
how do you do the transfer, Eva? This is
Jenny. Can you give an example?
Yes. Give me what you're stuck with.
Okay, well, I put down my desire, and I'd say that there's part of me that's a little bit scared of having it.
Okay, all right, and what's that about? How does it feel when you're scared?
It just feels like, oh, can I really handle that?
Okay, so there's some questions. Fear and questioning, we wouldn't consider that positive in this light. So what you want to do now is shift your energy around that. Reach for a thought. Reach for anything that would have you feel better about that. What's going to soothe your energy?
A sense that if I build it up gradually, if I build up to it gradually, that'll help me.
How does it feel when you think about doing it that way?
Feels good.
Okay, you just did it. That's a perfect example of how you shifted your energy. Do you see? It can happen quickly. I'm going to give you a process before we get off the phone today, too. I want all of you to walk away with. That's the work. It's that simple. And you might say, yeah, but then I fall back into it again. You will. Let me tell you something. You will fall back into those old patterns until you break them. So you just have to be persistent, persistent, persistent. Stop. Okay, what would feel better? Well, if I did it gradually, that would feel better. Oh, good. All right, you've just now created something new. You're moving up that vibrational scale, that emotional scale, towards the manifestation, the actual creation of it. You've literally moved forward. And by the way, 99% of all creation happens before we ever see it in the physical world. So if you're ever doubting it, that it's coming, like, this feels good, and now that was an inch and up, but I don't see anything yet. The but I don't see anything yet just took you back a step. And so it's okay. It's like, oh, but you can remember 99% happens before we ever even see it. So as long as I'm feeling good about this, I can just relax and just keep focusing on how I feel. Nothing, nothing, nothing is more important than how you feel. It is your litmus test. That is your inner being speaking. So here's the prosperity challenge. I want you all to be willing right this moment to say yes to having that magic wand desire you wrote down. You decide you wanted it, and you are going to have it. You don't have to know the how. You don't have to do anything, but be willing to keep reaching for thoughts to feel better about it until it shows up. And if you do that, it will. So if you are willing to say yes to having it, I want you to say yes. So yes.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Yes, yes, yes. You wanted it to be different. You get to decide right now. All of this stuff will be in your notes because I really want to remind you that that is all you have to keep remembering to do for yourself, is to reach for the thoughts that feel better. Now, here's the last of the laws of attraction, which is called the law of allowing. This is where I say the rubber meets the road, and this is the part you're all really grappling with here, and that is the trust. If you could really know, because it's true, there are no exceptions to these laws in the universe. If all you're doing is constantly working to shift your energy to feeling better, you would know that whatever you're wanting is on its way. You can relax. You don't have to hope. You don't have to question. You can expect the results. And from that place, you will take the inspired action. There's nothing that you should do. There's nothing for you to force. There's nothing to push. You don't need to make or force anything to happen. You just need to keep shifting your energy into what will feel better for you. So I want to know if you all are excited about the challenge you just took.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Is there anybody who's not excited about the challenge that we just took?
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, Sabella, talk to me. What is it that you're not excited about?
I'm feeling a little bit almost floored right now. I'm like, I can really see the brilliance in these ideas, and I'm thinking I should be excited, but what's actually coming up for me is a lot of fear.
Okay. Here's what it sounds like it might be. These feel too big. If what you put down is so big, start with something smaller that you don't have as much of an emotional charge, negative especially. If you have a great positive charge, hold on to it, whatever you do. But if it is a negative charge, play with something that's smaller and you don't have such a charge with so that you can start to prove it. So is there something that you could step into that would be less of a negative emotional charge at this point?
No, I'm feeling really blocked right now.
Okay.
I'm just feeling like I can't do this.
Okay.
It's really bizarre.
Just notice this, folks. If you ever get into this kind of space, it's being okay with where you are. And this is what I meant about also not beating yourself up when you notice that you're going down. So what? That's just where you are right now. And the more that you can relax into that, it feels to me like the desire is I just want to be unblocked at this point. You know, forget anything else. Just, can you be without judgment about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see this as an incredible learning opportunity.
Awesome. Because it feels like a big breakthrough. It feels like a really big breakthrough space. When you're in this, you're surprised about it, and you can be without judgment about it. You will break through it.
Yeah, I can really see that. It's an identification of deep things that have been holding me back for a long time.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
This is actually exciting. It may feel like the block. This could be the biggest thing.
Very interesting. There's just like this inner feeling of hopelessness. It's like, can't do it.
Well, we all go in stages. Isn't
Definitely.
That right?
And that's why I'm saying just be without judgment, knowing that the desire that's coming is to not be there anymore. In other words, it's to be hopeful. I would ask that you just focus on moving through the block in good timing.
Yeah.
Okay? And all of you take note. This is so good. God bless you. So good. It's so powerful.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm Esther. I have a project that I'm working on. I'm at the beginning stages, but I already have some success, and I'm very excited about it. I have information that I want to share, and I'm trying to create a CD series that includes that information, and I already have people that are waiting for the CDs and want them. When I'm trying to record it, I am procrastinating, and I'm feeling horrible about it.
Okay. All right. Stop right there. That's fine. Procrastinating is okay. The inspiration's not there, so you still need to get an alignment feeling-wise before you get into action.
This is my question. On one hand, I don't feel good about it because I don't like the way I sound. But on the other hand, I'm thinking maybe if I don't feel good about it, maybe it's not what I'm supposed to do. So which one of those is correct?
Which one feels better?
Neither, she says. Neither.
It doesn't feel good to be stuck, right?
Right.
So in any case, it doesn't feel good.
Sure.
I want to do this on one hand. And on the other hand, I just don't like the way I sound.
Okay.
Can I jump in?
Yes.
Okay. Well, just so that you know, that's what I do for work. So I actually do the voice recordings for projects. So maybe you attracted me. Maybe the key is also with something that you're really feeling stuck about to outsource that to somebody who feels good about it, and you focus on what you can do best.
Excellent.
But can I just add something, too? I think when we get caught and it's either this or it's or that, there's very likely another option we haven't thought of yet to jump in and say, oh, this is the thing to do.
Right.
Isn't necessarily correct for each person. I think the point is whenever we get into an either-or dilemma, there's something new that wants to emerge.
I love
from
that.
From inside us, not from outside of
That's
us.
That's so
from
right. And I wanted to say this is a perfect example of Sybilla. Sybilla, do you realize that?
Not quite.
Okay, well, that's okay. Sharon Wilson, another cohort of mine, wants to say is there's something greater wanting to be born here.
Right. Yeah, okay,
that's what
I get
happens,
that.
So it's like be with it. So I want to give you a new tool that's going to help you shift your energy. And as you all are listening to me, I want you to be checking in with how you feel. I'm going to ask for a volunteer, and we're going to do a really quick process that all of you can take away and start to use right away to shift your energy in the moment. So I'm going to tell you about the 12-week prosperity game. So here we go. The Prosperity Game is a 12-week teleclass, and in those 12 weeks, we're going to prove to you that by using the tools and the strategies we give you and change the way you think, that you will become more prosperous in whatever area of your life you want to. Every week, we have a specific lesson. It focuses on creating prosperity in each area of your life. It's highly interactive. We have individual attention and coaching for every participant. You get personal e-coaching from Gina and myself. You've got group emails flying, so the momentum continues between the calls. The calls are not just we have a call and then you don't hear from us for the next week. All of the work happens in between the calls. You're going to be shown step by step how to implement the laws of prosperity in your life. You have a 90-page playbook and a lifetime membership to the Prosperity Game. Now, what that means is once you've gone through the Prosperity Game with us once, you get to come back and take the class again and again and again at no cost to you. So you can come back with new goals and join the classes that are starting. We actually had one whole class that completed 1 week, and every single one of them came back and joined the call that was starting the next week. Participants have absolutely, truly mind-blowing experiences, and they inspire us to new heights. We had one gal who came in. We asked her what her 90-day goal was. By the way, you'll have three 90-day goals that you'll be going for, real-life goals. She wanted $1 million in 3 months for her nonprofit. So we really coached her around, is she really in, believing that? Is that something that she could get into? She was clear. By the end of our course together, there was an insurance company came in and said they wanted to underwrite her for $20 million. Beyond anything I could have imagined, but she does, and that is why this is so powerful, is to be in a group of people who are stretching each other. You'll be jumping into your dreams now and doing the processes to bring them into your reality now, not someday, but today. You're going to be practicing bringing money into your life and letting it go. It's a class that's packed full of hands-on activities, practical tips to reach your prosperity and your peace, even if you didn't know it existed. You're going to learn to ask for exactly what you want and know it's yours for the taking. And when you come up against old fears and limitations, which you will, we all do, you're going to discover, by just like what we talked about today, changing your perspective, you're going to create new ideas and solutions. Now I'm going to give you a process to use to shift your energy. So who wants to volunteer? Somebody, as you're listening, maybe sounded really great and then it didn't sound so great, or the gremlins came in, something like that.
I would volunteer if nobody else.
Okay, Esther. So what was going on?
I have this thing in development that I have a little bit of feeling of being stuck around it.
So were the gremlins that came up around what I was saying about the game itself?
The matter of money.
So here's where we're going. I'm going to give you the tool right now. When you go to that place of, that's great, but I can't afford it, this is what I say. What if I didn't have the money? What if I couldn't make ends meet? What if I did this and then I couldn't pay bills? What we call the what if down game. This tool is what if up.
Okay.
And in the what if up, all you're doing is at any point in time when you're noticing you're focused on what you don't want, you're going to shift the what if up. Now, I'll give you an example. Then I'll ask you for an example. So, and you can get outrageous with this. This does not have to be caught in reality. That's part
okay.
of the fun. So, for example, I could say, well, what if not only did you create the amount of money that you needed for this class, but you created 10 times that over the next 2 weeks?
Right.
How would it feel?
Wonderful.
So now you give me one. What if?
What if not only I made enough money for this course, but all the other courses that I would like to take?
And how does that feel?
Great.
Great.
And also buy your book.
That's great, Esther. Okay, and then I'm going to say, and what if not only did you do this, and you got, but you now had tools for a lifetime, and you became the walking, talking example for others who came to you saying, I want to know what you've done.
Yes, it is good.
Okay. Notice that just in a few minutes, we went from, oh, my gosh, I want to, but I don't have the money, to really shifting your energy. Now, nothing has changed, has it, in your circumstances, but your energy is lighter. That is the power of the game, and that's the power of staying on course for getting whatever you want. So be willing to play the what-if-up game. Just remember, it's never about the money. It's not about the time or the circumstance that prevents you from having what you want. It's you deciding and believing you can have it. And it's illusion that you can't, and from that place you'll never see a solution. The laws are in your life. It's a work in progress every day. But by being deliberate, you can live a life by design. We want you to have a life where you wake up every day excited about your plans, as much money desired rolling in, and all your relationships filling you up. So for all of you, thank you, and go forth and prosper.
Thank you.
I didn't want to ask this because you don't like to be disrespectful of other people's work. And I've read the book by Pauly.
Right.
And they're saying not to ask for money. That's an absolute no-no. Is that true?
Well, here's what's true about laws of attraction. How does it feel to you? This is the only thing. If it feels really good to focus on money, then that tells you that you're in alignment with it. If it doesn't, then you're not in alignment with it. But it's different for everybody.
I don't have money to pay bills, so probably I'm really more at a fearful point.
So if you're coming from fear, what is that telling you? When you're thinking about money and you're coming from fear.
Well, then I need to find some other approach, obviously.
I really recommend getting into the essence. And this is why they say not to, because most of the time people are coming from fear when they're thinking of money. But if you're not, it doesn't matter. The whole point is, how does it feel to you? So if you're thinking about money and it doesn't feel good, what is the essence of it getting for you? In other words, get off of the focus of money and the essence of what it is you want. The feeling. You want to feel good. You want to feel financially free. You want to feel secure. You want to feel safe. You want to feel stable, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Do you ask for things, say, bills to be met, or is that still on that same track?
It depends on how it feels to you. So when you say it that way, how does it feel to you?
It feels okay.
Okay, so if that feels okay to you, then that's the focus for you. For somebody else, that still might not feel good.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's so important to check in with how it feels for you, because everybody's so different. So if that does feel good to you, now you've got it nailed.
So just ask, say, for the mortgage payment to be met, or ask for the...
Does that feel good to you to have it be paid, to ask for that?
I think so, but you know how it is when you get so anxious, sometimes you can't get in touch with your feelings too well because you're stressed.
Then go to the place of, if it were paid, how would you feel? When it's paid, how will you feel?
Just relieved.
Hey, okay, so there's...
You know, I was relieved that you don't default on bills, and I never have, so
yeah.
It would be just unbelievable relief to be able to not be delinquent
there.
In the world.
There's where you want to focus your energy. I felt that way over here.
You did, huh?
I did, and this is what I'm talking about. So when you, so the focus is on, oh, my gosh, I'm going to feel so relieved when this is done. If that shifts your energy so you can get a glimpse, just even a glimpse of that feeling,
mm-hmm.
there's where you want to hold your focus. Because now you
and you could, feel it, huh?
I felt it.
So that's the thing. Okay, just focus on the relief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you feel that? I mean, it was, like, palpable. So that's what you're trying to get in touch with. And the more mm-hmm. you can hang out in that, things will begin to get easier. And if you notice you fall out of it, that's okay. Just to be aware that that can happen. I mean, it happens to me every day, even now. So it's just, okay, how do I want to feel? Gosh, when that happens, I'm going to feel so relieved. I'm going to feel so happy. I'm going to feel so whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Eva,
yes.
It's Sibylla here.
Yes, Sibylla.
I'm still online. I just wanted to thank you very much.
Oh.
It was a great class. And
well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it, because it was my pleasure.
I got tons out of it.
You know what? You brought tons to the class. I hope that you understand that. They come up usually later in the prosperity game, things like that. So it was just a huge gift.
Oh, great. I'm glad you feel that way.
Absolutely.
And I just want to let you know I actually did have a shift in my body as I let myself just sit with that hopelessness and realize, oh, I could change that. And there was an actual shift in my body that felt really good.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
Yeah. So I've gotten something really important out of this.
Great. I am so happy.
And I'm really grateful to you. And I'll keep my I get Gina's emails telling
Perfect.
Me about what's up, and I'll keep my ear open for whether I'm to continue studying with you or not.
Excellent.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.